approach anubhuti. Verse 88. Mm-hmm. Oh my. Which is at the last verse on page 21 if you're using this, or just verse 88 in the handout that I've given you. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam. Jagat stavara jangamam. Jagat stavara jangamam. Abhavat sarva bhavanam. Abhavat sarva bhavanam. Abhavat sarva bhavanam. Dehasya chatmata kutaha. Dehasya chatmata kutaha. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam. Jagat stavara jangamam. Jagat stavara jangamam. Abhavat sarva bhavanam. Abhavat sarva bhavanam. Dehasya chatmata kutaha. Dehasya chatmata kutaha. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam jagat stavara jangamam abhavat sarva bhavanam dehasya cha atmata kutaha. Sarvam, nominative singular, all, entire. Atmatiya, instrumental singular, that ittam bhave in the instrumental singular from atmata. Atmata is being the atma. So as the atma, as atmatiya is, we'll see as the atma, but the atmata is the selfhood, right? So, but it's just in the instrumental singular, as the atma. Jnatam, past passive participle from jna, is known. Jagat, neuter nominative singular. Here's your subject, the jagat, the world. Now an adjectival compound to jagat, stavara jangamam. Stavara jangamam. Stavara means immovable. Motionless. Stavara. Things that are not moving. Jangamam means movable or moving. And so when you say the jagat, which is stavara jangamam, means made of, which is moving and immovable and movable things, like the chair is stavara. A mountain, a tree, anything that doesn't move, a rock, is stavara. Jangamam are all of those things, living creatures, for instance, that are moving. So the immovable and movable things. So the jagat, which is stavara and jangamam. Okay? So the stavara jangamam jagat. Everybody get it? The stavara jangamam jagat. Jnatam is known. So wait a minute. The sarvam jagat. The sarvam stavara jangamam jagat. The entire jagat of movable and immovable things, jnatam, is known, atmatiya, as the atma. So it is known as the atma, abhavat, because of the non-existence. Bhava means existence, abhava, non-existence, abhavat, fifth case, ablative, abhavat, sarva bhavanam. Because of the non-existence of sarva bhava, all other of all bhavas, in other words, of any bhava, anything that exists, that any of these things that exist, they have no existence other than the atma. Because of the non-existence of all beings, in terms of having a separate existence. Everybody see that? Because of the abhava, the non-existence of all of these things that come in, actually bhava, those things that come into being. So we could say like that, because of the non-existence of all things that come into being, they're mithya, they have no being of their own.
Oh, okay.
That's the idea.
Because of the
abhava of all things, of all beings, of all things that come into being. Okay.
Day and has, and, I'm sorry, and then the because of is understood?
Because of the fifth case, abhava.
I thought that was non-existent.
The ablative case, abhava means non-existence, abhavat.
Oh, okay, okay.
From or because of the ablative case. Okay. So because of the non-existence of all things. Dehasya cha, cha's filler, atmata, the existence of the body. I mean the atmata, the being the atma of the body. That ta is the, you know, the abstract, showing the essence. The status of being the self for the body. Dehasya atmata. Kuta, how can that be? Right? Because in the previous verses, all previous verses are saying that the deha is really nothing but the body, right? Because of the association of ajnanam, because of having ajnanam, right? The deha is taken to be the body. And then in the previous verse...
The deha is taken to be the body?
I'm sorry, the atma is taken to be the body. The deha torm, the deha is superimposed on the body, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in the previous verse, remember it says... Look at verse 87. Evam atmani avidyataha deha adhyasaha hi jayate. This super deha adhyasaha, the superimposition of the body, right, takes place, occurs, is born because of avidya, avidyataha. Okay? So the superimposition of the body, atmani, on the self, evam, in this manner, all of these verses that have gone before. So in this manner, the superimposition of the deha, atmani, on the body, due to avidya, avidyatataha, that it takes place. Sa eva atma parijñānāt, that adhyasa, saha eva, that very adhyasa, liyate, is resolved, liyate, is resolved, paramatmani, in the paramatma, in Brahman, in the paramatma, atma parijñānāt, from the knowledge of the self. From self-knowledge, that adhyasa of the body on the atma is totally liyate, totally disappears into the atma, is totally resolved in the atma.
By knowledge.
Mm-hmm. By knowledge. Then this next verse says, this entire jagat made of movable and immovable things, is known to be the Atma, is known as the Atma. Okay? Because of the non-existence of all things, because there is no existence of all, no real existence of all of these things, they all disappear into the Atma, they all resolve into the Atma. How can there be Atmata of the body when the body itself has no being? That's the idea. So that's a doubt that's brought up. How can you say that the truth of the deha is atma when you're negating the very existence of the deha? Mm-hmm. Right? The deha totally resolves into the atma. So how can you say it's the atma? It's put forward as a doubt or also as a fact.
Yeah, it's a truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But it's a question, because kutaha. Kutaha means, how can there be atmata, the state of being atma, for the body? That's the question.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does everybody kind of see the grammar here, and then we'll go on and see what it says? Let's chant this 88 again, and then we'll go on. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam. Sarvam atmatiya jnatam jagat stavara jangamam jagat stavaram jangamam abhavat sarva bhavanam abhavat sarva bhavanam dehasya chatmata kutaha Deha satyam satmatah sutaha atmanam satatam janam kalam nayamahajyate prarabdham akilam bhunjan nodvejam karati marahasi Udvejam. Udvejam. Oh, so what did I say, Jim? Did I say something wrong?
No.
Udvejam?
No.
Udvejam. Or Udvejam. Udvejam. Okay. Well, let me break the Sunday, then we'll be okay. Yeah. There's a big Sunday there. Atmanam. Satatam. Janan. Kalam Naya Mahadyute Mahadyute Prarabdham Akilam Bhunjan Na Udvega. That's, that double na is because of a nakara, right? Because of the na. It's not a sandhi there. You know, it's not a sandhi where the na doubles. It's Bhunjan Na Udvegam.
Oh.
Yeah. Bhunjan Na Udvegam. That's why you have to know that this could be a doubling because of the short vowel preceding it, or it could be a na or some other word. So this is another word, the na. Bhunjan Na Udvegam. Okay. Kartum Arhasi. It says, Atmanam, accusative singular, the self, satatam, always, janan, knowing, in present participle, from nya to know, nya becomes janati, and so janan is the nominative present participle of nya to know. So, always knowing, keeping in mind the Atmanam, the self. Kalam Naya, pass your time. Naya from knee to lead, or to take. But Kalam Naya means take your time, means in pass your time, spend your time. It's an expression, Kalam Naya. Pass your time. Imperative, Naya, second person singular. Okay. Kalam is time in the accusative. Pass your time, pass the time. Mahajyute, one of great light. Jyuta means light, maha means great, and it's a vocative, mahajyute.
So what's that mean?
Well, the thing is, for now, before I talk more about this, it just means, one of great light.
Okay.
Jyuta means light. Maha Jyuta. Okay. Prarabdham. Prarabdha is prarabdha in the accusative singular. Akilam, all. All of your prarabdha, bhunjan. Enjoying. Present participle. Present participle from bhuj. Bhunjan takes the nya there. I think it's the seventh. Parasmaipada root. Which you haven't learned yet. Bhunjan. Experiencing all of your prarabdha. Na udvegam karatum arhasi. Arhasi is to be capable of and also to deserve, to be qualified. Here you can say, you do not deserve. Na arhasi. You do not deserve karatum, how they say. You don't deserve to do this udvegam, this anxiety. You don't, but in English what they're saying is, you don't deserve all of this anxiety or stress. You don't deserve, you don't need to worry. You don't need to be anxious. Udvega means to tremble. So udvegam, karatum is to do the trembling.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we won't say that. We would just say tremble. You don't deserve, it's not necessary for you to be anxious. Don't tremble.
What's the word again, tremble?
Udvegam. Udvegam means anxiety, trembling, shaking.
Okay.
Right? So if we say, You don't be worried.
Encartun is
to do it's infinitive of purpose from Kriya. So here, Arhasi, you are capable, you are able, you are qualified, you deserve. Na Arhasi, you don't deserve, you are not capable, you are not qualified. You know, it can be you're not qualified with all of your knowledge.
Yeah.
You can take it like that. With all of your knowledge, you know, you're not, you don't need to do, to have any worry. You shouldn't have any worry, you know. Just enjoy your prarabdha. As your prarabdha unfolds,
right,
you know, let it unfold. Now,
so what's the translation of Kartin Arhasi?
Okay. That's why I'm saying this. Arhasi is in the second person singular, and it means you deserve. Na Arhasi means you do not deserve. Mm-hmm. You do not deserve Kartum to do. Kartum literally means to do. Udvega, anxiety, to do trembling. So in English we'd say, you don't deserve, or you're not qualified to be anxious like this. And what that would mean is, now that you have knowledge, you shouldn't be worried about these things. Simply enjoy your prarabdha. Enjoying passing the time. Pass your time knowing, always contemplating the self. Atmanam satatam jhanam. Always keeping the self in view. Always knowing the self. Pass your time. Just pass your time doing that. Enjoying prarabdham akilam. Akilam means all. Enjoying your prarabdha. Enjoying all of the prarabdha as it unfolds. That's all that's happening. So just enjoying the prarabdha as it unfolds. Pass your time keeping the Atman in view. Okay? You don't need to worry about these things.
Oh, yeah.
Mahadyute. So now, the idea is that in the previous verse is that there's a little sarcasm. There can be some take it as a sarcasm because he hasn't understood something that should be understood. Right? Because in this previous verse he says, this is his question, right? It's a question. He says, now this entire universe of movable and immovable things you're saying is just the Atma, is the Atma, the whole thing. That means it's only the Atma, this entire universe, it's only the self. But then if there's only the self there, then, because there would be nothing else would exist except the self,
yeah.
Abhavat,
yeah.
Sort of Abhavanam. That being so, if all this is only the Atma, then nothing else exists. If nothing else exists, then how can you say that the Deha is the self? None of these things even exist. How can you say that? Okay, that's the question of the previous verse. Then he says, oh, one of great light. The chakra can be fun, so passive. One of great light. You pass your time just contemplating upon the self and just simply enjoy your prarabdha as it unfolds. You don't deserve this type of... You don't need to have this type of an anxiety.
That's not much of a compliment, is it?
Well, that seems to be what's being said here.
Okay. I like it, actually. No, it's true.
Oh, so. Great light.
No, that you don't deserve to be anxious.
Yeah, it's true.
Keep your eye on the ball.
Don't worry, it'll be all right.
Don't
this will all become clear. Okay.
But Nim Karoli Baba always said, Sati Kojaka.
Sati
Kojaka. What does that mean? Everything will be okay.
No problem, just chill out, it's all right.
It's Mithya.
Life passes, you'll be dead, don't worry. Oh, you didn't tell us. Okay, let's do a couple more. Let's chant that and then we'll chant the next one too. Atmanam satatam jhanam. Atmanam satatam jhanam. Kalam naya mahajute. Kalam naya mahajute. Prarabdham akilam bhunjan. Prarabdham akilam bhunjan. Nodvegam karatum arhasi. Nodvegam karatum arhasi. Utpanne pyatma vijnane. Utpanne pyatma vijnane. Pradabdham naiva munchati. Pradabdham naiva munchati. Iti yat shruyate shastre. Iti yat shruyate shastre. Tannira kriyate tuna. Tannira kriyate tuna. Upanne api atma vijnane prarabdham na eva munchati. Upanne api atma vijnane prarabdham naiva munchati.
Na eva.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry. Na eva munchati. Munchati. Iti yet shruyate. That's where the ta becomes cha and the cha, the sha, Shankara sha, becomes cha. Yet shruyate.
The ta becomes the cha, okay.
Yeah, the ta becomes cha, the small cha, the unaspirate, and then the sha, palatal sha, becomes cha. So that's very common and it's hidden unless you remember the sandhi, you know. So yet shruyate. Shastre tat nirakriyate aduna. Here this is a doubt. This is something that is said in the Shruti, which is being negated. The improper understanding is being negated. It says, Utpanne. Utpanna means to rise or to take place. Api, even as locative singular. This is going to be kind of an absolute locative. So, Utpanne.
To rise, I'm sorry.
Rise. Utpanna means to take place, to rise, to be born. Api, even when. Atma vijnane. When the atma vijnana, vijnana means aparoksha jnanam. When the knowledge of the self, the jnanam with a V, it just means that vishesha jnanam. Everyone has, this is, in fact, if somebody reminds me, let me remind myself right now. There's samanya jnanam and vishesha jnanam. Okay? I'm going to add this to our list. I don't think I did yet. Everybody has samanya jnanam of the self. It means the general appreciation of the self as I exist, I'm a conscious being. So when you say, you know, I exist, I am conscious, that existence, that satchit, is Brahman. So you have that general knowledge of I am, I exist, I'm a conscious being. You don't have the vishesha jnanam, that this existence is timeless, that the consciousness, that the existence and consciousness are one and the same, the consciousness is limitless, timeless, the ananda, the satchit, satyam jnanam anantam. That vishesha, particular knowledge, you don't have. So when we say vijnanam, it can be that vishesha jnanam, the V standing for vishesha, the particular direct recognition of who you are, not just the general knowledge of I am, I exist, but that my existence is changeless, timeless, limitless. That's vishesha jnanam. Okay, so it can also just stand for the vishesha jnanam can be just the aparoksha jnanam, the direct, immediate recognition of myself. So here, it says, even when that locative that we call absolute locative, even when the aparoksha jnanam of the self, the direct immediate knowledge of the self has occurred, has taken place, has been born.
Okay.
Utpanne api, even when. The atma vijnanam utpanne has arisen, has happened. The prarabdham na eva munchati. The prarabdha, here nominative singular, neuter nominative singular. The prarabdham na eva munchati is not released. The prarabdha is not liberated, is not released. It means the prarabdha remains. Okay. Even when atma jnanam has taken place, vijnanam, fully, even when atma jnanam has taken place, the prarabdha definitely na eva vidyate na eva munchati doesn't disappear, doesn't fall off. Iti thus yet shruyate, that which shruyate is heard shastra, in the shastra. When they say, you know, the shastra, they always use shruyate, is heard, because the shastra is passed down orally. So, and literally, we would think of it, the shruti says this. But we'll always say shruyate means you've heard this from the shruti. So that which is heard in the shruti, in the shastra, in the Upanishads, locative singular, shruyate, passive. So that which is heard in the shastra, tan, that nirakriyate, is being negated, passive, tat, that yet that which is heard in the shastra, tan, that nirakriyate, is being negated, aduna, now. The reason is because the Purvapakshi can say, well, the Shruti itself says that once knowledge takes place, your prarabdha remains, as though the Atma has prarabdha. See what I mean? So now they're looking at the Atma now has some prarabdha karma.
No.
You see what I mean? So that it can be interpreted that way. And so that interpretation, that even the Shruti is saying that the Atma, that the prarabdha doesn't go away, right? Even when one has knowledge, it's now equating the, it's now saying that the Atma itself has prarabdha karma.
Yeah, yeah.
The Atma doesn't have any prarabdha karma. The Jiva has prarabdha karma. You understand?
Well, I understand that, but yeah. I don't understand what is exactly is being said here.
It says, so, thus,
yeah,
that which is said in the shastra,
right,
yet shruyate, in the shastra, that nirakriyate, is being negated, aduna, now, because it's being misunderstood.
That what? That the Atma somehow assumes your,
yeah,
pride.
Yeah, the first line, see it says, iti?
Yeah.
Iti, yet shruyate shastra. Thus, that which is said in the shastra. Shastra, shastra. What was said? Utpanne api atmavignane prarabdham naiva muchati. Even when the knowledge of the self takes place, the prarabdha isn't released. That which is said in the shastra, that which is heard in the shastra, that is being negated now. Because it's being negated for who? For the one who takes that, because you're jumping levels. Right, the shastra can say that, but you have to know what it means. When you gain knowledge, the universe doesn't disappear because the prarabdha continues on. The prarabdha belongs to who? The body, the mind, the sense organs, the jiva, that is already manifest in the creation. This body, mind, sense organs is now in empirical reality in Vyavahara. And so the body, mind, sense organs will last until the prarabdha runs out.
But how is that being negated?
That isn't being negated. It's
well,
being
where does it say in the shastra that it doesn't? Why does it say that which is heard in the shastra is being negated now?
It's being negated because if you take that to belong to the... We should read a couple more verses. of the this is the idea. If you say that, take it like this, even when you gain knowledge, the prarabdha continues. Okay? The prarabdha doesn't go away. Therefore, I have prarabdha. Because I've gained knowledge, and I still have prarabdha. That means I'm still identified with the upadhi. When I gain knowledge of aham brahmasmi, Brahman doesn't have prarabdha karma. The Atma doesn't have prarabdha karma. It's never come into being. It's never gone out of being. It doesn't go through the process of transmigration. What goes through transmigration, birth after birth after birth, is the jiva, the body, the mind, the sense organs. So if I take myself to be, and this is the good old problem, I take myself to be the upadhi, to be the mind. Now I, the mind, am gaining knowledge. And now when I, the mind, gain knowledge, I continue, I have knowledge, I, the mind, has knowledge, and I continue to be, the prarabdha continues to be. Right? But the ahankara is still identified with the mind. When you gain knowledge, you don't say, aham manaha. Right? You know? Aham jivaha. That's not the knowledge.
You're not supposed to say that.
The knowledge is aham brahman, right? Aham brahmasmi. That this aparoksha atma has never come into being, has never gone out of being, has never changed, it's not part of transmigrating, it doesn't have any karma, it doesn't have sanchitta karma, it doesn't have prarabdha karma, it doesn't have agami karma, it's not a karta, it's not a bhokta, right? And so now this person, this doubt is being resolved. Because the Shruti says the prarabdha still continues. The Shruti says that the prarabdha still continues so that you don't think that when the jnani gains knowledge, they drop dead. Right? Otherwise, you gain knowledge, the prarabdha comes to an end, boom, you disappear like that. But the prarabdha doesn't go away because the prarabdha is now in vyavahara. It's an empirical reality. It's already fructifying as part of Ishvara. And so it will fructify until that prarabdha is gone. And so they use it, an example like this. Swamiji will use this example. It's like you're driving along in a car and you run out of gas. The car keeps moving. The gas is gone, but the car keeps moving because of the force of the car's prarabdha. So you gain knowledge, you know. Now I am Brahman, I recognize my own being as manifest or changeless me, but the car keeps running. The upadhi keeps running. Why does it keep running? Because of the prarabdha. The prarabdha which is part of Ishvara's virat. Virat is this manifest creation. And so you don't drop dead when you gain knowledge. You will drop dead, you'll lose this upadhi when the prarabdha runs out. And so the Shruti says that in many places in the Shruti. The prarabdha remains in all kinds of, in the shastra, in the bhashas and commentary, because somebody can have the fear, well, and Swamiji will joke sometimes, well, I'll gain knowledge tomorrow. I'll gain knowledge tomorrow because, you know, like the snake disappears once you know the rope. When I gain knowledge, I'll disappear. Well, I want my upadhi. I don't want to disappear. We'll do that later. Because there's that dehatma buddhi, right? So that's what's being... So that idea, you know, is being negated.
Okay. That's neat. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the silly idea of people going poof and disappearing.
Yeah, the rapture. You know?
So let's look at this again. So upanne api atma vijnane, even when the atma vijnana takes place, when it is born, the prarabdha is not released. Definitely not released. Prarabdha na eva munchati. Okay. Then, iti thus, that statement, which is heard, yet shriyate shastra, in the shastra, tan nira kriyate adina, is being negated now. Everybody see?
It seems like rather than being negated, it's really being answered. Sort of, clarified.
Yeah.
You can say answered.
He's kind of like having fun, you know, with us.
How about answered?
Okay.
That's the spirit of it.